Hello and welcome to a special edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and this is the year-end show for 2017. And what I usually do is feature music from the late, great Gordon Bennett. I call them the Bennett Archives. Gordon used to host a show here between 1988 and 2004. And we're going to listen to some of the snippets from this great show on traditional jazz that he did. We're going to start off with vocalist Nancy Morano. This is from her album Sure Thing, and we're going to hear My One and Only Love. Now, each set of music that I'll be featuring this afternoon, usually sets of two tracks, I'll be featuring a Bennett snippet. So in this next set, along with Nancy Morano, we're going to follow that up with Louis Armstrong with a version of Knocking a Jug.
touch of your hand is like heaven. Oh, heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that
back to Harlem. I'd like to, this is where we get to some better type of jazz, if you like. Having said that, I've probably lost the notes for who they are. White musicians were coming up to New York City in droves, especially when the money turned out to be very good in Harlem for white musicians. And one of those who came up was Eddie Condon, of course. He was there, as usual, always in New York, from Chicago. And Jack Teagarden came up in 1929, and Louis Armstrong, for some reason, put together a session with Jack Teagarden in 1929, a very historic recording, and a good one. It's called Knocking a Jug. It has Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Sullivan as the piano player, Happy Caldwell as the C melody sax player, and a super drumming, I think you'll love, the rim work by Kaiser Marshall. Lou Armstrong, of course, on cornet.
Thank you.
were just remarking about the superb quality of the recording. Imagine recording an unamplified guitar and a drummer right on top of you, and Louis Armstrong standing back, and the balance was perfect. And I can't believe how they did this. That was done by the OK Record Company, 1929. Wonderful. One electric, Western Electric microphone.
And that's just simply amazing how they did that back then in 1929 with just one microphone and capturing all that great music. And it still sounds good today. In fact, it sounds great. That was Louis Armstrong, and we heard a song called Knockin' a Jug. Starting off the show, we had My One and Only Love from vocalist Nancy Morano. Today we're featuring many snippets from the Bennett Archives. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to continue now with the New Orleans Jazzmen, and this is Riverboat Shuffle. Thank you. That was music from the New Orleans Jazzmen with a tune called Riverboat Shuffle. And just before that, Louis Armstrong with Knock on the Jug, taken from the Bennett Archives. And on today's show, we're featuring music from the Bennett Archives and other assorted goodies to end out the year 2017. We're going to listen now to Gordon Bennett from the Bennett Archives and a great tune from Paul Barberin.
And here we go now to authentic, very authentic New Orleans jazz, a tune written by Paul Barberin called Bourbon Street Parade, which everybody knows. Alvin Alcorn is on trumpet, Polo Barnes is on clarinet, Big Bill Bissonette on trombone, Dick Griffiths on bass, Moldy Dick McCarthy, Dick Griffiths is on banjo. Alec Bigard of the great Bigard family is on drums. And here we go with Bourbon Street Parade.
Here we go. I'll take you or parade you down Bourbon Street. There's lots of hot spots, meeting all those big shots down on Bourbon Street. Let's fly down or drive down to New Orleans. That city, it's pretty, pretty. It's story scene. I'll take you or parade you down Bourbon Street. There's lots of hot spots, meeting all those big shots down on Bourbon Street.
New Orleans jazz as it's made right on the spot. No trimming, no polite editings and so forth.
Was a tune from the Savoy Jazz Band called Algiers Strut, And just before that, we heard Bourbon Street Parade from the great Paul Barberin. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on the final episode of the show for 2017. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far as we feature some music from the Bennett Archives and other assorted goodies. Let's get back to Gordon Bennett now with some music from the Midway Dance Orchestra.
Do you hear that? Do you know what that sound is? That's the sound of two drumsticks rubbing together, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
This is part of a synopsis of Chicago jazz, early Chicago jazz I'm doing, from the collected archives by Columbia Records of the history of Chicago. And the next band you probably haven't heard of, I hadn't heard, well, I've heard of the name, but I hadn't heard the band. The band is the Midway Dance Orchestra, or if you want its full title, the Midway Dance Orchestra, led by Arthur Murphy Steinberg, he being the cornet player, and I had no idea who these people are. They're early Chicagoans. Jesse Barnes is the trombonist. Roy Kramer, C-R-A-E-M-A-R, is the clarinetist. Charles Bezemek. Have you heard of any of these people? Because I haven't. The violin is a violin played by Peanuts Barberin. And any relation, I don't know. Any relation to the Barberins. Elmer Schobel, we've heard of him. He composed the Bugle Corps Rag. He's on piano. And Steve Brown, I know him. He's a great bass player. And Buddy DeLea is the drummer. They're going to play The House of David Blues, written by Elmer Schobel, and we're going to follow that with a band perhaps you never heard of, but it's one of the Brunis bands. This is Merritt Brunis. Merritt Brunis was the brother of George Brunis. He played trumpet, cornet, and he formed his own band, and it's called Merritt Brunis Friars Inn Orchestra, and it has Harry Brunis, another Brunis trombonist. I mean, George was a trombonist in the same family. Willie Krieger and Wally DeFoe on clarinets, Morris Friedman on piano, Clarence Piper, that's a nice name, Clarence Piper on banjo. And they're going to play Sugarfoot Stump. So first of all, House of David Blues by the Midway Dance Orchestra, then Sugarfoot Stump by Merritt Brunis, is Friars Inn Orchestra.
Thank you.
Okay, those are three samples from early Chicago jazz. We heard King Oliver in 1923. We heard the Midway Dance Orchestra in 1923 also. And the last track was also November 1923 by Merritt Bruni's and his Friars in Orchestra. The clarinet solo was by Volley Defoe. Very, very good indeed.
Was music from the Paramount Jazz Band, and we just heard a track called Temptation Rag, and just before that from the Bennett Archives, Gordon Bennett featuring the music of the Midway Dance Orchestra and House of David Blues, and also Sugarfoot Stomp, and that was another track that Gordon featured in that last snippet. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. We're near the end of 2017 and just about to enter a brand new year, and that'll be coming up soon, and hopefully I'll be featuring a lot of new music on the show plus a whole lot of older music as well. So that's coming very, very soon, but in the meantime, let's get back to the music, and now we're going to hear some Teddy Buckner from the Bennett Archives with the Weary Blues, and if Gordon has time, Ain't Misbehavin'.
And here we go with two more numbers, and that'll complete the show, I think. Maybe one. We'll hear first the Weary Blues, and if I've got time, if we have time, Ain't Misbehaving.
Of great members in the Duke Ellington band, and we just heard from one of them, Paul Gonzalez, from the Mercury Jazz Story, and a wonderful version of Don't Blame Me. And just before that, from the Bennett Archives, the Weary Blues, and that was from Teddy Buckner, who Gordon told me years ago used to play at Disney, I think it was Disneyland in California, and learned a lot from that experience. Gordon used to tell me a lot of stories about some of these early jazz men, jazz pioneers that just sort of had fun, well, had a lot of fun playing, and I don't think they were concerned all that much about making millions. They cared a lot about the music, and that's what shows through the pieces that I'm playing today, and I hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to listen to another track from the Bennett Archives. This is another member of the Duke Ellington band, Barney Bigard, and he does a wonderful version of China Boy. So let's get back to Gordon Bennett.
We're going to... right. Okay. We're going to play China Boy. This is now Barney Bigard. Barney Bigard was a pioneer New Orleans musician, often forgotten as such because of the huge time he spent with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. But he wrote Mood Indigo, by the way, when he was with Duke Ellington. But you won't find his name often mentioned on credits. But he wrote it as Dreamy Blues while he was with the Ellington Band. He was a student of Sidney Bechet, who was a student of Lorenzo Teal. But Bigard also took lessons from Teal. He epitomizes a jazz revival in France, of course, on this recording that we're getting now. So the tradition is passed, as it were, from New Orleans to France, to England, to Canada, to Australia. And here he's with French clarinetist, who was a pupil of Sidney Bechet's. And there the link continues. Claude Luther is the second clarinetist. Barney Bigard is first clarinetist, if you want to put them in order. Roland Bianchinini is the bass player, and I love the piano player, who I'd love to find some material by him. His name is Eddie Bernard from Paris, France, and Teddy Martin is the drummer. These recorded in Paris, December 1960. Barney Bigard from New Orleans and Claude Luther from Paris via Sidney Bechet. They're going to play China Boy. Thank you. Wasn't that great clarinet work? The last chorus there on that China Boy was Bernie Begard, and I noticed he put Alphonse Picou's High Society in there, which brings us full circle.
I'm going back to the Delta. Trouble. Don't keep me barred too long. I'd rather be down in the Delta than any place I know. I'd rather be down in the Delta than any place I know. Because I don't feel happy, no other place I go. My little woman in the Delta sure was good to me. My little woman in the Delta sure was good to me. Just as kind-hearted as one poor gal could be. I'm going back to the Delta, fall down on my knees. Gonna ask my Delta woman to forgive me as she please. I'm going back to the Delta, ooh, going to fall down on my knees. To forgive me if she please. I've tested all of my women from Yemen, Mexico, but my woman in the Delta, she's the sweetest gal I know. I've tested all my women, ooh, from Yemen, Mexico. Sweetest girl I know.
That was a blues singer who went by the name of Tampa Red, and we just heard a version of Delta Woman Blues from it was a compilation that I took this from called The Guitar Wizard, and I thought I needed to inject some authentic blues into the show today, so I hope you enjoyed that. Before that, China Boy from Barney Begard, and that was taken from the Bennett Archives. We're going to listen now to another selection from the Bennett Archives, and this is a band known as the Charleston Chasers.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
We'll go back to some more hot jazz now. When the Charleston Chasers, this was another aggregation that sprung out of the great mass of work put together by American Columbia primarily. And we're going to hear two great tracks, I think, by the Charleston Chasers. And I'll give you the personnel of Charleston Chasers, which was Dick McDonough on guitar. I put him first because he's marvellous. Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mole, or sometimes Leo McCanville on cornet. And we'll hear from Pee Wee Russell, and we'll hear from Jack Hansen on tuba, and of course Miff Mole on trombone. Two great tracks. Pee Wee takes a long solo in the second track. We hear first Farewell Blues. These were done in 1927. Farewell Blues, followed by Sugarfoot Strut.
also done in 1927. Stump, and before that we heard Farewell Blues, which you must remember that these were new tunes practically at the time, first recordings. Bob Crosby, who took over the band, which was sort of left in limbo with the death of Ben Pollock. And the musicians were so integrated and so much enjoying what they were doing, they looked around for a leader, and they picked the very personable, very charismatic brother of Bing Crosby. His name, Bob Crosby, who was born in 1913. And Bob fitted the bill perfectly. He was a good singer, a good leader, a good man to have out front, wonderful charisma, and was a very, very excellent businessman. And he knew everybody in show business, as did his brother Bing. So this was a real asset to the band. But it all depended on how good the music was, and that was left to people like Gil Roden and Bob Haggart to make arrangements for this band. We'll start with two tracks. First one, cut in 1939, is called Stomp Off, Let's Go. There's Billy Butterfield on trumpet, the great Irving Fazola on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor, Bob Zierke on piano, Bob Haggart on bass, Ray Badock on drums, Matty Matlock on clarinet, and I think Nappy Lamar on guitar. The second tune, that's Stomp Off, Let's Go. The second tune is Grand Terrace Rhythm. Remember, this revenue for this band came mostly from dance hall, so this is a kind of dance hall number. But it has a very fine trumpet solo in the middle by Yank Lawson, and we'll hear a little bit of Bob Zirk's piano. This was done in 1937. So let's go to Stomp Off, Let's Go.
Thank you.
special number for the Jitterbuggers, Grand Terrace Rhythm. And we started out with Stomp Off, Let's Go, which had great solos by Irving Prezzola, Meddy Miller on tenor, and Billy Butterfield. On the last track, the trumpet solo is by the great Yank Lawson.
More great music from the Bennett Archives. That was Bob Crosby with Stomp Off, Let's Go, and Grand Terrace Rhythm. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And today is the very last day of 2017. And as usual, my tribute to the late, great Gordon Bennett and his show at the Jazz Band Ball. We're going to listen out to some music from Big Moose Johnny Walker. And this was recorded at the Rising Sun in Montreal, which no longer exists. It was a great fire trap to listen to music, and a great club as well. I think there were only two exits in this club. It was shaped like a bowling alley, and if there was a fire in there, there was hardly any way of getting out alive, but the music was great. We're going to listen to a track called You Move Me. Thank you.
when you found somebody else.
That was Willie the Lion Smith with a great tune called Fading Star. That was taken from a recording he made on the Commodore Records label back, I would say in the 1940s. That's when that label really, really shined with some great musicians. And before that, we heard You Move Me from Big Moose Johnny Walker. I'm Randy McElligott. We're going to continue now with the Bennett Archives. And the Capital City Jazz Band was a band that Gordon played with here in Ottawa for many years. And we're going to listen to a track called the Clarence Street Shuffle.
And we're going to start with the Capital City Jazz Band. You may have heard of Basin Street down in New Orleans. You may have heard of Bourbon Street and South Rampart Street. But did you ever hear of Clarence Street? Here's the Capital City Jazz Band. I'll give you the personnel later with the Clarence Street Shuffle. time, a little entertainment at the Chelusian Hotel, now demolished. The tune was Clarence Street Shuffle. It was composed by Lee Smith and myself, and goes down in posterity as a good party was had by all. On trumpet, Lee Smith. On trombone, David Griggs. Pat Patterson on soprano and clarinet. Bucky Wallingford playing some wonderful drum work there. And Ben Peterson on bass and sousaphone on that track, and myself, Gordon, on the piano. The Clarence Street Shuffle.
The CHUO card is back for 2017. Go to chuo.fm now to see the businesses that want to give you a discount just for supporting CHUO 89.1 FM. And while you're there, why not order one for yourself, too? chuo.fm.
It's a stormy, stormy night, and the rain is pouring down. It's a stormy, stormy night, and the rain is pouring down.
Since his baby left this town,
I can hear the wail of the wind whistling through the trees. Yes, I can hear the wail of the wind whistling through the trees. It's a stormy, stormy night,
and the rain keeps a-pouring,
and it's thundering, and it's lightning,
and the wind keeps a-blowing.
Yes, I'll have stormy weather till I get my baby back.
Till he gets his baby back.
I keep looking out the window, I'm counting every drop, about to lose my mind, waiting for all his rain to stop.
And the rain keeps a-pouring,
and it's thundering, and it's lightning,
and the wind keeps a-blowing.
I've had so much misery since my baby left this town.
Since his baby left this town, and the rain keeps a-pouring,
stormy, stormy weather,
and the wind keeps a-blowing,
and it's thundering, and it's lightning,
and the rain keeps a-blowing.
Skies have turned dark,
and the wind keeps a-blowing.
It's thundering and it's lightning. Never had so much misery since my baby left this town.
Since his baby left this town. Since his baby left this town.
I love that tune from Winoni Harris. That was a singer from way back, not too popular, not too many people know of him, but he sure belted out the blues with a mixture of rock and roll in there as well. That was a track called Stormy Night Blues, and now we're going to hear Chinatown, My Chinatown from the Bennett Archives, featuring a close friend of Gordon Bennett's. This is Wild Bill Davison.
We're starting out today exactly where we left off last week, which is Wild Bill Davison at All Stars with Tony Parenti, Jimmy Archie, Pops Foster, Art Hodes, and Zooty Singleton on drums playing Chinatown, My Chinatown.
Thank you.
there's a sharp way to begin the show. Lively and sprightly is the word. That was Wild Bill Davidson's All Stars with Tony Parenti on clarinet, Jimmy Archie trombone, and Art Hodes on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and Zooty Singleton on drums. Where else could you get a band like that? Nowhere. Only in the studio.
Music from the blues guitarist T-Bone Walker with a track called High Society, a track that's been covered by many, many artists over the past few decades, actually. Before that, Chinatown, My Chinatown from Wild Bill Davison. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to go way back now into the Bennett Archives and a track from Bix Beiderbecke.
And we're going to hear Bix Beiderbecke. One of the nicest tunes that Bix ever played was a tune called Sorry, and it has Arthur Murray on clarinet. Sorry, Arthur Murray. Murray was the clarinetist, and he, I figured, was the white Johnny Dodds. And Adrian Molina's on bass sax and baritone, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. This is Bix Beiderbecke, 1927, and the OK recording of Sorry.
Thank you.
was a legendary Big Spider Beck doing a little thing tune called Sorry, which I like very much. And Arthur Murray, sorry, keep saying Arthur Murray, I can't remember his first name, on clarinet, very good too. Bill Rank on trombone, and that was done by in 1927, the 5th of October to be precise. Here's Max Cully and his Rhythm Aces, and I think you're going to be very pleased with this band. Listen to Jack Gilbert, the wonderful clarinetist. Gentleman Jim McIntosh is the banjo player. Trevor Finger Williams is the bass player. Ron McKay on drums. Phil Mason cornet. And Max Cully from Melbourne, Australia, is on trombone. So let's hear a little thing called Mandy, Make Up Your Mind.
We just heard another great tune from the Bennett Archives, this time from Max Cully, and a version of Mandy, Make Up Your Mind that was popular with early jazz musicians. And of course, that was Gordon Bennett on the vocal when he hosted the show at the Jazz Band Ball. We're going to listen to another track from the Bennett Archives, this time from the DePerry Brothers, and we're going to listen to their version of I Found a New Baby. It's Wilbur DePerry and Sidney DePerry featured on this next track.
Here's part five of the Wilbur DePerry Jazz Band. For those who haven't heard parts one to four, Wilbur DePerry plays trombone. He was born in Crawfordsville, Indiana. And Sidney DePerry plays the trumpet. And both of them fully experienced. And the most important thing and significant thing is they were both proteges in a way of Jelly Roll Morton's, because they played with the Morton band, as did the clarinetist, who was a Lorenzo Tio pupil, born in New Orleans, Omar Simeon. He played right up the way to the day he died. And Zutty Singleton on this track is the drummer, as opposed to the previous versions we've heard of this band. There's no date given for this. It's produced by Heritage Productions in New York City. So let's hear the Wilbur DePerry Jazz Band, and they're going to do a beautiful composition which every jazz band in the world is fully familiar with, I Found a New Baby. The Wilbur de Parry, Sidney de Parry Jazz Band. Wonderful, wonderful band, full of imaginative treatments and so forth.
To finish up today's show, we're going to listen to music from Sax great Illinois Jacquette, and this is a track from his album Lute to Boot. We're going to hear a song called No Sweat. that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition and another year of In Transition. I'll be back in 2018 with brand new jazz, some new music, some new possibilities. Until then, have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.